What are you doing?
Here, mm-hmm. right now, we're playing some music. Yes. We brought some songs.
We have assembled a fine collection of tunes for your listening.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you. So the first one's Metal Heart. Why did you choose that one?
I think I'm the one who chose it. I don't know. I was looking through the songs that Ethan put together, and I thought it would fit really well. It's kind of like slower, and it's a really sad song. I think it's a really sad song, but I don't know. I like that album by Cat Power a lot, and I think it's similar to what we're trying to go for in ways. It's like her slowcore album, I guess. People have described it as that.
Word.
It's a good song.
Okay, well, enjoy, dear listener.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. You are tuned in to a very special hour of radio, programmed, curated, whatever, by the band Obmoff, who's in studio with me. Do you guys just want to intro yourselves?
I'm Ethan.
I'm Colin. I play bass in Obmoff. Ethan plays guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm Darren, and I play drums in the band Obmoff.
What? What is the band Obmoff?
It's an interesting story. Thank you for asking. it started
January-ish.
Darren and I just started jamming a little bit, and I'm getting weird clicks.
Yeah, me too.
Darren and I just started jamming a little bit, and then the beloved Nier joined first, right? Or was it Mike?
I think Mike from like Snail Gun and stuff. He was the first bassist.
Damon was. My brother.
Damon?
He jammed with us for one practice and then was like, I'm too busy. but then Mike was on bass for a little bit and Nier was playing second guitar and it sounded pretty sick. But both of them had a lot of stuff going on and had to say goodbye. But Colin came through. It's a three-piece now.
Word. You mentioned that like the Cat Power song was like kind of what you were going for. What, want to expand? Like, what are you guys going for?
Yeah, it's not obvious based on our demos, but some of our newer stuff that we've been working on is a little bit more out there, slower, a little bit maybe more emotional. But yeah,
pretty technical.
Yeah, pretty technical. I was going through a rock and roll phase when we recorded the demos.
Why is it called Obmoff?
It's a book that I really like, a Russian book.
Did you say it's about a guy who sucks at life?
It's about a guy who can't get out of bed because he's just thinking too much about the implications of pretty much any action he could possibly take. So he's like paralyzed by his own brain.
Cool.
Kind of. And there's some romance in it.
Is it like he never leaves the bed? Is it like all one day?
He does.
Okay.
But like half of the book is a dream that he has.
Darren and I haven't read it.
It's true.
But it's our homework for the band.
Word. Okay, next song is Clarity.
Clarity, Kim Petras.
Why? What's up?
We all need a little clarity in our lives. It's a good moment for her. And it's a good moment for us, I think.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Realization.
Then we will play it right now on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm already.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Vanished
by Mope Grooves.
Heck yeah. Why that song?
People that I really love and appreciate from Portland make really good music. They like sharing it.
Cool. Okay. Cool. What was like the thought process of like, what were you considering when you were compiling all the bands and like,
a lot together? Of it was moods that I try to channel in writing or lyrically. And some of it was just songs with elements that I aspire to copy or inhabit in some way. It's all just things that I think of when I think of people I'm inspired by in my own songwriting, even though it doesn't come out obviously sometimes.
Word. So you write most of the songs then, hey?
So far.
Cool.
That might change. We haven't talked about it yet.
I was doing some crazy stuff on the mic today.
Yeah. Some Tom Morello shit.
I don't know. I think we're more than happy to play Ethan's songs. He's a really good songwriter. So
when
I don't know.
when I first approached Ethan about playing in a band with him, it was because of watching his solo project, the acoustic. What is it called?
Good Luck Have Fun.
Good Luck Have Fun. And so I was like, hey, can I drum to your Good Luck Have Fun songs? And then
they didn't really translate to electric guitar very well.
I think we maybe tried once and then decided it's better to just come up with new songs.
How different is Oblomov from Good Luck Have Fun?
So, Oblomov is Good Luck Have Fun in a leather jacket.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
It's like a bad boy version.
And skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Good Luck Have Fun is a nerd and Oblomov is a jock.
Okay. So what's the next tune?
Dog Song, Sylvia Rath. I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
I've been listening to the song on repeat. Like, Bandcamp keeps trying to get me to buy it.
I bought it.
I want to buy it, but my PayPal's fucked up. I like have tried to buy it so many times.
Dude, it's so annoying when Bandcamp doesn't let you listen to the song.
It's like, thanks for narking me. Yeah. Okay, this is Dog Song by Sylvia Rath. Enjoy.
So impressive. What's the best way to end off summer?
What's the best way to end summer? Well, traditionally, I would go and play a music festival.
That is so wrong.
Okay, well, the first answer... This is a really hostile interview. This is... Okay, so...
Listen up. There's only one way to end off summer, and that's at the Victory Square Block Party. On September 1st, come bid adieu to the warm weather at the summer's best party. It's fun, it's free, and we want you there. Victory Square Block Party features performances by Kim Mortal, Biawana, Love Goon, Sunrise Social, Sylvia Rath, Lucid, Oblomov, and Tonk. Plus, there'll be tasty food vendors and a raffle with kick butt prizes. That's September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Well, I always look forward to the fall. I love September. It's my favorite month.
That's not an answer.
Have you heard about Megaphone Magazine?
It's an award-winning publication sold on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria by low-income and homeless vendors. When you buy Megaphone, you get entertaining and informative stories written by professional journalists, and you're also helping to empower people in poverty. Here's how it works. Vendors buy each magazine for 75 cents and sell them for $2, keeping the profits. With the money they earn, our vendors are able to buy healthy food, clothing, and other necessities, plus they forge valuable connections with their customers.
This year I earned enough income to take a trip to Victoria, meet lots of new people, and had an awesome time.
Don't miss out on this month's edition of Megaphone, chock full of voices and perspectives that you won't find anywhere else. Track down a vendor using our free Find a Vendor app, downloadable at megaphonemagazine.com.
Dropped everything and gone after it. step out as much as I need. Which might be all the way if I have it in me. Losing me.
Them to hear us play.
We're on air now. Welcome, dear listener, to 101.9 FM with a special Victory Square block party, I guess, like promo episode. Yeah. In studio with Oblomov. They have a lovely playlist that they've put together for us. What did we just hear?
There's No Hands by Pyle off their new album.
Green and gray?
Green and gray.
Where does Pyle fall in your top 5/10 bands?
Within the top 5 or top 10. Within both top 5 and top 10 simultaneously.
Wow. Where do you guys stand on Pyle?
I really like Pyle.
Probably top 100 at least. Top 100. Maybe also top 3.
Well,
maybe both.
Could both be both. Of
them? Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Okay, so what's the next song for us today?
Is it Held My?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Held My Hand by Knife Play?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this band is so good. they're like a shoegaze band from Philadelphia. And I don't know. It's like exactly my favorite kind of shoegaze kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's just a really good song. I don't know how else to describe it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, with that, let's do it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dora, and I'm joined in studio by Oblomov.
You.
Oblomov.
What's up? What did we just hear?
We heard Sea Song by Farrakhat, a new version that I haven't heard before. It's very interesting.
The end was so cool.
Yeah. Was not expecting that, but it was very cool.
That's what Spotify's good for, you know?
Yeah.
Showing you new things.
Learn something new every day.
Why was that song chosen?
Because they're in my top three. And very inspirational songwriting-wise, just sort of, yeah, just out there, somewhat a little jazzy, a little mathy, extremely incites feelings of extreme envy when I see the guitar player in live videos playing those riffs and singing at the same time. I just don't understand how it's possible, but one day.
I can see that for you.
Ethan was at band practice the other day, and he told us he was learning this Farrakhat song on guitar, and he said, oh yeah, it'll probably take me about a month or so.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that.
It's nuts.
How's your progress?
I have two of the two easiest. No, three. I learned one. I learned another part of it. The three easiest parts out of like 17 parts.
Yeah. That's so impressive.
It's a journey.
Proud of you.
You're such a good guitar player, Ethan.
Wow.
How are you guys prepping for Vic Square?
going to the gym. And also eating lots of Wendy's.
Oh yeah.
Baconator.
Stopped for Wendy's on the way here.
Mm. Is it? It's on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
We were just talking about this.
I work on Sunday, but I might try and get it. See if I can get it off.
So the way we're preparing for the show is getting our schedules worked out, so we'll be there.
But I'm off work at 5. But
we
I want to see
at 4.
What?
45, don't we?
5:45.
5:45. Oh, okay.
Oblomov's at 5:45 on Sunday at Victory Square.
But I want to see Tonk.
Yeah. Tonk.
Who's with Tonk?
I'm filling Tonk. In on drums for Tonk.
Heck yeah.
And it's some other very cool, talented stars.
Does it feel like a leap to do country stuff?
Kind of. A lot of bouncy riffs. I'm not used to drumming like that. But it's interesting learning how, feeling it out.
Word.
The Word. Guitar playing in that band is off the chain.
It's awesome.
Perfectly done.
Who plays
so
guitar?
Aguajo.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really?
He's great. Great.
Blew my mind, actually. Pew. Yeah.
Okie dokie. So the next song is Date Night. Why is this song on it? On this experience?
Because I like it.
So it's,
I just love pudding and Darren's in pudding, and I really 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 like that band, and they put out an awesome release, and this is one of many songs on it that I enjoy.
Paul and Cindy, you probably aren't listening, but I want you both to know I love you very much.
Aww.
With that, let's listen to it.
Thank you.
Full Circle is excited to announce Nimkish's debut album, Heartbreak on the Coast. It's kind of complicated, but you got me underrated. Come raise a glass with us at the album release party on August 31st at the Wise Hall. Join us for an amazing night of Indigenous queer music, including JB the First Lady, Mama Rude Gal, Biawana, and DJ Paisley Eva. Get there early to check out some great local artists showcasing and selling their art. It's all happening August 31st from 8 to 11:30 p.m. at the Wise Hall. Tickets are $12 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com. So why do I try?
Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC campus. Joined in studio by Oblomov.
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
Hi. So we just heard a song that Darren chose. Do you want to talk about it a bit?
Yeah. So that song was called Quagga Heat by Submission Hold. I picked it because I think Submission Hold is a very underrated hidden gem of Vancouver. They were active in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I think that song in particular, and also most of their music, I think we can hear influences. I think I hear those sounds in a lot of bands that are active today, especially like even like that song in particular. I was thinking of Divorcer, to be honest. I kind of hear a little bit of it within that song in particular. But
yeah,
I think anyone who's listening should check out the entire discography of Submission Hold and see if you can hear today's bands in their music.
Do you accept the challenge? Maybe. Okay, what's the next song?
Emotional Manipulation by Emma Goldman.
Why this piece?
They're just so good. Love Emma Goldman.
Felix goes off in this
Felix
song.
Goes off. Vocals. Yeah.
I think Felix and Victoria just went on their honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. They're on it right now.
I hope they're having a lot of fun.
They're in Tofino.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jealous.
Wow. I hope there's no emotional manipulation happening.
Don't think so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ethan emotionally manipulates us.
Okay.
Run down, la 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 la. tensions rise. The tide. Uncontrolled. And persistent.
To CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello.
What's up? We are reaching the end of our hour with Oblomov in studio with a beautiful, stunning, heartwarming playlist. Thank you so much for compiling.
Thank you for allowing us to play it.
You're welcome.
It's fun hanging out in here.
I like it.
I'm glad you should do it more often.
Yeah, radio is cool.
Yo, CITR is sick. I love it.
I like hearing my voice through the headphones.
Yeah.
You would.
It's cool.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're almost at the end. There's one more song. But do you guys just want to talk about, I don't know, your band and Vic Square?
Yeah. I'm excited to hear how we'll sound outside.
Yeah.
That's big.
It is big.
Marisa,
big acoustic.
Marisa from Red Gates doing sound, so you know it's going to be ridiculously good.
Oh, yeah. Best sound person in the city.
The boss.
Hands down.
Marisa's
hands
the down. Boss.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then we have a show September 12th at Red Gate.
True.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best show ever.
Who's playing?
Show of the year.
Is it Guppy Snail Gun?
Yeah.
Guppy Snail Gun, yeah. Sylvia Rath.
It's the
Oblomov.
The Colin
no,
showcase.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Plus Sylvia Rath.
Oh, man. I made a gear chat for that show last week, and as soon as I did that, I got endlessly roasted. So,
why?
This is like a month early.
Everyone's going to forget about the group chat before the show even happens.
Yeah. I think I'm just really excited for it.
I'm excited.
It'd be great.
Also excited to play Victory Square.
Yeah, that's...
I haven't even been to Victory Square for...
I haven't been there.
The last time I was there, it was Needles and Pins playing.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like 2016, maybe.
Damn.
Wow.
Missed 2 years.
I think it'll be fun.
Coming back strong, yeah.
I'm going to check the weather. I hope it's going to be sunny.
I think it's supposed to be.
Do we play under an awning?
Yeah, there's a tent.
It says cloudy. That's good. Almost better.
That's better.
Yeah.
Clouds are
20
sick.
Degrees, high of 20.
That's perfect.
Sweater? Oh. We can play in sweaters?
That's nice.
Let's coordinate that.
Okay, so there's one more song. Vacancy.
By Codeine.
Do you want to talk about it or should we just play it?
Top two. Top two favorite band. This band has been probably the most consistent band that I've listened to since I was 15. Just, I don't think there's ever been a time where I haven't had this on rotation.
Damn. Wow.
Very good.
I can't listen to Codeine without thinking about Ethan. and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to play it. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Dora.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks for listening.
Dreaming black and white. Model cities. Shooting up. Thank you. Justified, there's no way.